Would you pray with me? Lord, we come with hearts that adore you, with gratitude and thanksgiving, as we just reflect on the reality, Lord, our need for you. Lord, you came into such a broken place, but you brought hope and peace and love and joy. You brought goodness, Lord, to a place that was very, very godless. Lord, we come here tonight to celebrate that goodness, Lord. And so we just invite you in this time. Praying this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. It is so good to be with you. It is so good to be with you. And the truth is, if you're new, that's okay, because I'm new too. I've been here on staff now for, it's going to be 2 months, making myself at home here, thanks to everyone who's just loved myself and my wife so well. So, and here we are. Now we get to celebrate Christmas together as a family. And maybe you've never heard this story before. And if you have, maybe today, maybe tonight can be a new opportunity for you to hear this story about this baby that came to earth that we believe not only just as a baby, but as a savior. I do want to ask you a question, though. And that question is, have you connected the Christmas story with your story? Have you connected the Christmas story with your story? I'm not just saying, have you heard the story and thought it looked or sounded cool? I'm not saying, have you thought about it as a spectator and thought that is very powerful? But have you taken that baby, that true gospel story, and have you connected it to your life also? The best way and the best possible place I think we can start tonight is not actually in Luke. It's actually in Genesis. See, in Genesis chapters 1 and 2, we find out about God, that God created a world, this world we live in, but it was good. It was perfect, in fact. And he created Adam, he created Eve, and they were perfect. There was no brokenness, there was no sin. All was as it was meant to be. And then we get to Genesis 3 and we find out about sin. This brokenness that we see today. Well, it started when Adam and Eve ate this fruit from this tree that they weren't supposed to. And they sinned. They broke God's law. And with that sin, with that brokenness, came where we are today. Came our need for a Savior. Romans 5 of verse 12 says, I think very well, therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people, because all sinned. We're in trouble. We find ourselves in trouble if we take this story seriously. We find ourselves really in need of a Savior. And that's where the Christmas story comes in. The Christmas story isn't just a special story that we isolate and we just talk about. The reality is the Christmas story is the story of our hope. It's our peace. It's the reality that God was faithful to his promise. See, in Genesis 3, and I've been reflecting on this verse, in verse 15 of Genesis 3, it says, and this is something that Jesus said to the devil. This statement, he said, he will crush your head and you will strike his heel. That is to say, you are going to try to kill him, but he is going to crush the plan that you have in place. And that was Genesis. That was thousands of years ago. And thousands of years later, we find out about this baby that we just read about in Luke. Romans 3:23, it's a famous verse. It says that, for all have sinned and all have fallen short of the glory of God. That is to say, we all need a Savior. There's a standard that God has set up. Adam failed, and so we have failed also. We are never going to measure up. And that is both something that should make us hopeless, but if we take this story seriously, it can also bring a whole lot of hope. Because Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death. Yes, you deserve death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes, we deserve death, but Christ paid for our sin in full. He paid for something we could not earn. So tonight, if you've come into this place and you're thinking, well, I got to clean myself up if I really want to take this Jesus seriously, that's not at all the point. That's not the point of the Christmas story. The point of the Christmas story is that God saw you in your brokenness, and he brought a redeemer for you. Amen. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 says, it is by grace you've been saved. It's through faith, and it's not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, and it's not of works, so that no one can boast. I love that word gift, that God gave us a gift, something we couldn't earn, something we couldn't pay for, honestly. But he saw us in our brokenness. And that just as we were not able to fulfill that need, that wage, that penalty, we have a penalty. But God fulfilled that perfectly 2,000 years ago when he died on the cross for our sin. It's honestly impossible for us to isolate Christmas and Easter. They just exist. They're together. Because just as we celebrate Christmas to see God's faithfulness and his bringing this hope into the world, he didn't just come to the world, but he went all the way from the world to the cross for us to pay for that sin. In the Old Testament, we would hear about the sacrificial system. There was this payment that ritualistically the Israelites would perform. They would take a lamb, they would put it on an altar, and they would kill the lamb. Literally, they would put the lamb on the altar, they would put their hand on the lamb, and they would literally kill the lamb. That's what it was like. But as they put their hand on the lamb, it was a way for them to say, I deserve to die, but I'm going to let this sin pass on someone else. Now, I do want to make sure to know that that was a festival too at the same time. They would eat the meat, so it wasn't a waste. But at the same time, I want you to understand that picture. That's what they had to do. But really, all the Israelites were doing was foreshadowing the future. The lamb wasn't going to save them. It was just a lamb. Just like your good works are never going to save you. But the lamb was a picture of the perfect lamb, Jesus Christ, who was going to come later on and pay for our sin. Because he was perfect, sinless, spotless. I love the way Hebrews 2 puts it. In Hebrews 2, verses 14 and 15, it says, since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Huh. Isn't that just so freeing to know that Christ would pay for that sin? I was a slave to fear and death. But Christ came. He had to. He had to come as a man. Flesh and blood, just like you and I. He had to come and he had to die for us. And so I don't want you to miss this Christmas season the reality that this story, it's not just an isolated thing. It's not just a good story that we tell once a year. And then when we get to light our candles and sing Silent Night. Though I do love to light the candles and sing Silent Night. But don't miss this. We celebrate a risen Savior. Amen. Who came. Faithfully, he came. And he died for you. And if tonight maybe you're thinking, well, Kent, that's interesting. I've never really heard it like that before. Tonight could be the night you accept Jesus Christ to be your Savior. And what I mean is, just as it said here in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, it's by grace you've been saved. It's through faith, and it's not of yourselves. If maybe tonight you're realizing, well, I can't earn my salvation. And if that's you tonight, I want to say, put your trust in Jesus. That's another word for faith. Faith and trust. That you would say, I'm not going to rely on my own self anymore to save myself. Why would you try to earn something you can't pay for? And Christ says, I'm enough for you. I'm enough. So would you just admit I'm not perfect. I'm a sinner. I admit that I'm a sinner. I'm putting my trust in you, Jesus, that you pay for my whole sin in full on that cross 2,000 years ago. And I am turning for you for salvation. If you do that tonight, you can become a child of God too. You'll no longer be a spectator, but you'll be a full participant in God's faithfulness and his goodness. Because that's why we adore him. Oh, our God is so good. And if you have accepted Christ, I want to encourage you tonight, maybe to come from a new perspective, to think about the reality that this isn't just about a baby. We love to celebrate Jesus. But this is with the knowledge that he came and he brought hope when we were hopeless. He brought joy to the joyless. Although we felt pain, he brought life. So that is why we celebrate. I just want to pray for you tonight. Lord, I thank you. I thank you that this isn't just a story to be heard, but this is truth. This is life. This is your gospel. Jesus, that you came as a man. You humbled yourself, Lord. You felt the pain we feel, and yet you were perfect. And you went all the way to the cross. And so we worship you, Lord. We adore you, Jesus. We thank you that we can celebrate you this Christmas season and always. Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.